This is the Joyful Weight Loss Podcast, and I'm your host, Sarah Wells, MD. Listen in each week, and I'll share from science and scriptures that encourage you in how to cultivate healthy habits so you can lose extra weight and gain more health while cultivating joy. Be sure you are following the podcast so you don't miss an episode. Now, let's dive into this week's topic. Hello and welcome back. I hope that y'all have had a wonderful week. So today I'm going to get a little more into being flexible and nimble in your approach to the strategies and tools you use as you are working toward losing weight and maintaining weight loss. And I'm going to tell you more about what this looked like for me personally, because I think that helps to have examples sometimes for inspiration and how long-term this can work for you. So as I mentioned last week, I did shift between a number of different tools and strategies as I lost weight and while I've maintained my weight loss all these years. And the key was recognizing that I just needed to adjust or change my approach to improving my habits in terms of health. Not that I needed to just throw in the towel completely when things stopped working or when I didn't enjoy a certain strategy that I was using. I didn't need to throw in the towel. I just needed to go back into the toolbox and figure out what tool would work next. So how did I decide? Well, you know, again, I talked last week about how you want to see what obstacle is in front of you. And so I would kind of look at the obstacles, figure out what would fit better. And I also, over the years, learned more and different things about our physiology that really helped me in adjusting my strategies and tools. So for me, there were a number of different things that I picked up that really helped over time. I kept some habits and some I didn't keep. And there were some that I kind of changed and adjusted to fit my circumstances and schedule in my life. The key was continuing and persisting and shifting focus instead of giving up. So I started by realizing, I think in the beginning, I needed to quit eating portion sizes that were the same portion sizes as my husband. So one of my early approaches was just focused on portion size. Now, I know you'd think that it would be obvious that a 5'6" woman would not need as much portion wise as a 6-foot tall man. That is obvious. It seems obvious. But studies show that we are very influenced by the amount that's eaten by those around us. So that was a challenge for me, is that I tended to eat this, you know, these larger serving sizes that were man-sized, and I didn't need those portion sizes. So in the beginning, I really started by recognizing I had to deal with these portions that were ridiculous. So I began to tune into cutting those back, and I focused on that for a while. And I think that that was probably about 10 pounds of weight loss or so, if I had to guess. And I'm not sure the exact amount as I go through this, you know, story with you, but ballpark, it was about that much from what I remember. And then, you know, another tool I used after that time, or kind of even during the time with portion size, was I began calorie counting. And I learned a lot more about where there were hidden amounts of calories, what was calorie rich, and what was, you know, where was all this coming from, and how much was I actually eating? Because when I estimated what I ate, and then when I actually measured what I ate, they tended to be quite significantly different. And studies do show that overall, we tend to underestimate the volume of what we're eating, as well as underestimate the energy content or calorie count of what we're eating. So learning to be more accurate in gathering the data surrounding what I was eating was another tool and strategy that helped move me forward. And I used that for off and on. And I've, you know, used that a couple of different times, several different times for a period of time. And that's helped probably drop maybe another 15 or so of the pounds that I was working toward. And also during that time, starting to focus on running more, exercising more, adding that in. And that didn't necessarily drive a certain amount of weight loss so much as it drove healthy eating patterns to support the healthy behaviors that I had added on, and also continued to focus on watching portions and calories during that time. And with all that combined, probably it was maybe about another 15 pounds that gave me in extra weight loss, because I was carrying a significant amount of extra weight when I started. And then at that point, it seemed like things sort of plateaued per se, where there was a period of time where I was continuing those habits of portion watching portions and, you know, watching calories, and things just kind of plateaued. And I began to read more and learn more and realized and recognized that I really wasn't eating enough in terms of vegetables and plants. And I actually ended up kind of diving in and spending a year or two focused on eating whole foods in a more plant-based way. And the key part of this period of time, I think, physiologically for me, was that I cut out a lot or almost all of the processed foods and sugar and shifting to eating whole foods plant-based, which you'll hear that four word description given to an approach that's used, you know, more common now than it was then. You know, that huge benefit of cutting processed foods out and cutting sugar out, and then also learning how to cook vegetables, definitely helped me long term. Now, a strict plant-based dietary approach was not for me in the long term. And I think there are physiologic reasons behind that, which I've alluded to and which I'll get into. But I took some really valuable things from that period of time that I took with me, and I learned. I lost the crutch of processed foods. I had to learn to really cook veggies. And I really had to learn to meal plan well to do this. And I think I probably, it was maybe about 25 more pounds that I dropped during this period of time. And it was probably a good couple years where that was my focus, was how to eat in this way. And then at that point, weight loss sort of stalled. And I knew that I still was not at my healthiest weight. You know, I knew that it would benefit my health more if I were to lose more of the extra fat that I was carrying. And so I started at that point digging deeper and learning more about the science behind insulin and carbohydrates and what they do physiologically and metabolically at a cellular level, and how the carbohydrate content of what I was eating was potentially inhibiting my progress. And I also learned more about the data surrounding cardiac risk and natural fats, and realized that the higher carbohydrate content that is eaten by someone who is eating a more plant-based plan was actually not going to be ideal for my health in terms of liberating those extra fat stores. So when you're eating, you know, fully plant-based and not eating a lot of animal products, you're going to have a really hard time keeping your carbohydrates low enough to get your insulin levels low enough to really liberate your fat stores. Now, this is very person-to-person dependent. So this is what I recognized for me. So at that point, I shifted to spending more time tracking my macros on an app, tracking my carbohydrate count daily. And then I added back in natural animal foods and eggs and things like that, while cutting back on the higher carbohydrate plant food. I still, you know, I also added in more nuts, more avocados, things like that, that had a higher fat content and lower in carbohydrates, even though there are wonderful whole foods that are plants that are, they are healthy. They are healthy for many people. They happen to have a higher carbohydrate amount and can be a bit of a hindrance in losing fat for some people that struggle with insulin resistance. So, and I've talked about that a bit in the past as well, here and there. But all that being said, at that point, I really shifted away from I still had a plant-based approach, but not plant-exclusive approach to eating whole unprocessed foods, and began to focus on watching that carbohydrate count. And at that point, I think I probably dropped about, not right away, but over that period of time, dropped another 20 or 5, 25 or so pounds, and have continued to lose and maintain intermittently as I've incorporated, once I kind of got that figured out, began to incorporate more intermittent fasting. And I've talked about that in previous podcasts as well. But intermittent fasting became another tool that really helped me see success, as well as occasionally adding in alternate day fasting. And, you know, I've continued to explore the scientific evidence that that I can find in regards to what habits are going to promote health for me in my specific season of life. And I've learned that, you know, really being willing to shift my focus and tactics over time has been very important and very key. So that's kind of where I've landed now. Right now, I'm eating a fairly low-carb, natural, whole foods approach, and I incorporate periods of intermittent fasting as well in that, and I also focus on remaining active. And I've been able to maintain very well during this time, and I'm very grateful for that. But I'm also recognizing that you know, there may be a time in the future that I might learn more about. There may be new science that comes out that presents more information that I can apply to improve my health. And I also accept that the same strategy that's working for me now might not work in 5 years. I might need to take a different shift in tactics, perhaps go back to a different thing that's worked before. But what I want to encourage y'all is that with this process, you know, the long-term push is finding a way to not go with the flow of the current in our culture. Because if we just float along with the cultural norm in terms of American food and eating habits, it will lead us to overeat the foods that harm us. So maintaining a distance from that cultural flow of the standard American diet takes flexibility, and it takes accepting that we might need to change our tactics a few times to find what set of habits work best for us. And that over time, we might need to put down one tool and pick up another. So I hope that helps you today and gives you a little more of a specific example about how it's worked for me. And I hope that encourages you to be persistent, to keep moving forward. It will not always be perfect, but you can still make forward progress, even if you're not doing things perfectly. Remember that, you know, a B plus gets you the diploma just as well as an A does. So just put in the effort that you can put in and recognize that progress is to be valued. I hope that y'all have a great day, and thank you so much for listening today. This information is for educational and informational purposes only and solely as a self-help tool for your own use. I am not providing medical, psychological, or nutrition therapy advice. You should not use this information to diagnose or treat any health problems or illnesses without consulting your own medical practitioner. Always seek the advice of your own medical practitioner and/or mental health provider about your specific health situation. For my full disclaimer, please go to www.joyfulweightloss.com/ Thank you for joining me today. If you've enjoyed this, I'm going to ask you to do a couple of things. First, please leave a review for me. This is how people find the podcast. Secondly, y'all, sharing is caring. You can actually easily share this episode or podcast entirely with a friend. Just text it to them. Lastly, if you're looking for more encouragement and direction from me, go sign up for my free newsletter. It's called The Extra Helping. You can go to www.joyfulweightloss.com. That's joyful spelled with two L's. And then when you're there, click on The Extra Helping to sign up. That's all for now, y'all. Don't forget to be sure you're subscribed and tune in again next week for more.